This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You know, I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously, what y'all gonna say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all gonna report that? Are y'all gonna talk about the refs now?
That's DeAndre Hopkins. Number one, let me say this. That's just a stupid thing to say at that moment. Come on, DeAndre, you're better than that. Number two, I don't recall any touchy calls. The hands to the face was hands to the face.
What, the pass interference? I think that's incidental. The hand fighting down the sidelines, that what you call it?
But when you put his...
But even Pereira said it.
Even though it's incidental, it was hands to the face.
But it's not it's not enough to throw the flag.
I think it was. I thought it was before I saw the flag. I mean, you're completely impeding his ability to make a play on the ball. Whenever you do that, that should be a flag.
They're both hand fighting. There wasn't a push off to gain any ground, where initially when I'm watching, I'm going, did he push off? And then you rewatch it, you're going, well, no, they didn't, which makes me wonder why they didn't buzz down and change it, because I didn't think it was a PI.
I thought it was. I thought it was a good call.
I understand that,
but I thought it was a good call. And on top of that, you know, you just lost the Super Bowl 40-22. It had nothing to do with officiating.
No.
So to bring up officiating at that point.
But he hasn't been there long enough to, like, fans of other teams, and they've dealt with this where it's like, man, here's another call. There's another call. And for the first time in a long time last night, it didn't feel one-sided. But yeah, I mean, there at the beginning of the game when you saw it, you're going, man, this can't be. There was another one when we saw the flag on, God bless it, the field goal attempt.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh, here it goes. Chiefs are going to get another opportunity here. They're going to push them back or whatever. And then all of a sudden you start looking at it going, nope, it's not. This isn't going in their favor. This isn't going in this team's favor. I think sometimes we just get caught up in the moment. I do think the Chiefs have been there so often, and they're a good team. They do get calls. But I don't think anything's the ref's fault going back to any one of these games.
Yeah. No, that game wasn't even an 18-point deficit. It was much bigger than that. It was the final score. So, I mean... Yeah, you want to give the refs credit for okay.
So, and my point is that, Jeremy, let's take our perspective on that call aside.
Yeah.
You got your ass whipped. So to say, what are you going to say about the refs now? The refs had nothing to do with this.
But why is that your first reaction?
That's my point. That's my whole point is that. The refs had, this wasn't a close game where an official's call determined something. It wasn't. That call is that. If they don't make that call, you still get beat badly.
Yeah, I'm really happy for the fact that I was telling my wife in the moment. I'm like, man, the Eagles are dominating this game, and it's only 7-0. Like, this is not what you want when you play the Chiefs, because at some point it clicks, and it just didn't matter because the floodgates opened up, and it's like, yeah, Mahomes got a couple of scores there late, but that's all because of the score. It had nothing to do with the defense changes, and then they go to their prevent, and it's like. Do whatever you want because you're not scoring 5 touchdowns and beating us.
Yeah. I just, you know, and again, like you said, dude, DeAndre Hopkins has been on the other team long enough to where I bet he complained about Kansas City calls at some point, Ed. He's been on the other team long enough. He's been an op long enough to complain about it. So now all of a sudden that you're wearing that red jersey, oh, what are you going to say now? We ain't said nothing then. We said it wasn't a competitive game.
Right.
And the refs had nothing to do with it.
They did not. They did not. Look, the Eagles just a whole lot better. They just were. They were a whole lot better. They have a better roster. They proved it yesterday. There was a better team. So they had nothing to complain about.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'd love to hear from some of the listeners. I mean, to say that after this kind of game, come on, man. DeAndre, we get it. You hurt. He lost the Super Bowl. That's his first Super Bowl appearance, right? I'm thinking.
Who, DeAndre? Yeah. Yeah. Well, did you see the story? So DeAndre Hopkins' dad died when he was 5 years old, and the only thing his dad left him, or that they had of him, was a mink coat. Look this up, Ed. I think you'd love this story. But so his dad left a mink coat, and DeAndre Hopkins said he was only going to wear it on his wedding day or at the Super Bowl, and he wore it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's kind of one of those. And I've always liked D-Hop. You know, like, yeah. It's so weird seeing some of the guys that we considered the greats kind of be a little dusty, if you will. I know, look, he ended up finishing with a decent game, but...
Barry, it was 5 months old, not 5 years old. He was 5 months old. His dad died when he was five months old.
My apologies. I thought it was 5 years. No. Wow. That's all he has of him. And so he wore it yesterday. It was a pretty cool scene. What'd you think about... You guys are fashion guys. Travis Kelce with the throwback, like the 70s retro suit. You had Patrick Mahomes coming in green. Some people took kind of umbrage to that, like, oh, why are you wearing green? That's the Eagles' color.
Yeah.
Well, he's Kermit.
Yeah.
And it ain't easy being green.
And Travis Kelce had to put that stupid outfit back on when he left. He looked like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he had different plans. Was he going to probably put the marriage proposal off?
Yeah, now it's a tough day for him.
Speaking of that, I watched a video this weekend of an MMA fighter that had plans to propose to his girlfriend after the fight. He not only lost the fight, she said no when he proposed.
You're kidding.
Which is brutal.
Oh.
Man, what a day.
Dang.
Ain't no coming back from that.
So he proposed after he lost.
Yeah. And she was like, that ain't happening.
Wow.
Not today.
Ha ha ha. You didn't get the winner's check. No.
My boy Johnny did that. Gabarino.
Yeah.
He proposed after he won that fight.
But after he won.
He won, yeah.
It's weird to propose, like, you had it all planned out, and you lost, and it's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Hey, let me make this day better since I lost. Will you marry? Oh, my God, I can't believe it's this bad. Jeez.
That's got to be the worst.
Read the room.
Did he get knocked out?
Yeah.
He got knocked out, and then she knocked him out.
I think she's the one that knocked him out. That's just rough.
It would have been worse. What's the worst thing that could have happened after that? How does it get worse after that, Jeremy?
Could have been raining.
No, no, no.
What?
She left with him.
Oh, see, the guy that won. But you know, I saw the meme the other day of Mavericks fans when it was like Mavericks fans after the finals last year. This is the worst day of my life. And then there's one below. It says, this is the worst day of your life so far.
Yes, so far.
And then obviously with Luka leaving, now that's the worst day of your life.
Yeah, then they put you on Temptation Island.
Mm.
And you watch your girlfriend bang the winner.
Oof. I couldn't imagine.
Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, Vegas loves the Ravens' odds of winning the Super Bowl next year. Let's see what Jeremy Kahn, our own odds maker, has to say. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Man, he didn't come back with Simon Says. See, now he's making a goosebump stand up.
Stand up.
I might have to stand up on the table and start slam dancing, man. Come on now. What's wrong with you?
I'll break something.
What's wrong with you, Joe? Come on, it's too late for this now. You got to do this at 6 o'clock in the morning, not at 9. When I'm fitting to go to the gym.
You're fitting to go to the gym?
Fitting to go to the gym. What's wrong with him?
I was fitting too, but now I'm fitting.
Y'all can tell y'all ain't living in the South.
Now I ain't fitting.
Y'all live in the South. You said fitting. It's fitting to. I'm fitting to go.
That's why I was. Yeah, I'm fitting to.
Fitting to go.
I'm fitting to. I'm fitting also.
All right, Joe, what are the odds of the Ravens? Give us the differences. Who likes the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl?
ESPN bet is the top there. Plus 700, we both teams have the best odds. Caesars and DraftKings have Ravens between 2 and 4. It's around like 650 to
675.
Yeah, 675.
So like there's if you look at the top 4 teams, and you can probably guess who they are, Eagles, KC, Bills, Ravens, they were the top. I mean, Lions come in after that, but the only reason I bring up those 4 teams is that they're just separated by fractions of a point. So, yes, the Eagles are the favorites, but it's such a small favorite over the Chiefs, Ravens, and Bills that depending on where you're looking, any one of these teams could be favored at any given time.
Right.
Leading up to the season.
Is this the best odds the Ravens have been given at this time of the season in quite some time? I don't remember them being favorites to win it all right after the Super Bowl. Not even when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they definitely weren't when they won. I mean, they were in that conversation, but I still think there were teams that were ahead of them.
I mean, either time.
Yeah. And because, like, again, those it wasn't expected.
First time, they were literally seen as a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people thought.
And the second time, they got hot at the right time. And
people respected them, but
Flacco had one of the most magical playoff runs you could possibly have. But, like, as I'm looking here, the Lions are 11-1. 49ers, 14-1. I don't know how people still feel about them after what all is going on. And then I wanted to bring this up because the Commanders are at 17-1.
Wow. What are the Ravens?
Huh?
What are the Ravens?
Plus 675, almost 7-1.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you like that, Ed?
Don't like the fact that the Ravens
you like the odds.
Yeah.
I know you like the fact that they're favored because you believe that they should be favored, yeah, but do you like the odds?
I mean, yeah. Excuse me.
Vikings are 35-1, which kind of surprised me.
I just think it's good that people see what we see anyway. The Ravens are an incredibly talented team that just has not gotten there.
Can I go back
still
to something,
a great roster.
Something you said about the Vikings? I'm not surprised. You know why?
Sam Darnold.
Because nobody believes in Sam Darnold, and you don't know what J.J. McCarthy's going to do.
I think they're the team that's going to end up making the move for Matt Stafford.
You think so?
Yep.
Well, if they get Matt Stafford, it'll
because that
greatly,
allows you to
greatly
get
improve their
J.J. McCarthy. You're still taking a look at him, and you're not thrusting him into a situation where you're coming off of a season where you could have easily been the number one seed in the NFC.
You put J.J. McCarthy with Kevin
McConnell.
Man, I think Matthew McConnell. You put him with him.
All right.
That the only thing you can do better is keep him in L.A. with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mad scientist. I mean, you put him with another mad scientist, man.
I mean, they're both like great offensive minds. I mean, if you go back to McVay, I don't know if you guys watch a lot of the pregame? I got to see a little bit of McVay kind of breaking down the game and what he wanted to see happen. He said he was pulling for the three-peat because it hasn't happened, mm-hmm. even though he's friends with Nick Sirianni. So, or friendly with him. He just said, and give him credit. Again, I was one of those guys knocking Nick Sirianni, but even McVay said he deserves way more credit than people give him.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, success is everything. You talk about his personality, his this, his that, his quirks. People don't like
I don't like him because he doesn't have lips. Just freaks me out.
What are you going to do with his lips?
I don't want to do anything with his lips. He just doesn't have any.
If he had them?
He got very thin lips.
Mm.
You can't trust people
with
thin lips.
Who's this again?
Nick Sirianni. No lips, Nick.
Yeah, people with no lips make me nervous. Like somebody cut a slice in their face.
Yeah.
Like they didn't put any lips on.
Mm. I have a friend, a black friend, that says he doesn't trust white women that don't have an upper lip.
Yeah, exactly.
And then now I'm talking about it, I was like, it's actually really true.
Yeah, what are you hiding? Besides your upper lip.
amongst other things.
Damn.
I mean, it's other reasons, but, you know.
Well, I'm going to start laughing.
It sounds like you're working in an ICU here.
Yeah.
Tuberculosis unit inside of that room.
Well, I got hurt in a peekaboo accident.
And the bad thing is there are no smokers over here.
Huh?
There are no smokers over here.
No.
There's not. I mean, I'd smoke a cigar, but there are no smokers over here. Jeremy doesn't smoke.
I was worried my flu was turning into pneumonia. They said there's like a high risk of that, especially with this strain of flu.
Is there?
Yeah. Fun times, right? Like it's, hey, let's get sick. Let's get sicker. Make it even more sick. Yeah.
But I think the Ravens, I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think next season's regular season, Ed, for the Ravens is going to be challenging for the fans.
Because of the Super Bowl hangover?
Like because
disappointment again?
Yep. You just went through two major seasons of disappointment, two uber-successful seasons. What, you win 13 games and 12 games respectively?
Mm-hmm.
So you won 25 games over the, because they won 13 a lot of the year, right?
And I think they were the best team in the league.
25 games over the past two seasons. 25 and what, seven?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be very challenging moving forward.
Yeah.
I do. Because fans are going to be like, man, we've been here before. We've been here before. Why are we getting all pumped up and excited over this? I'm sorry, not in 7 and 9. 25 and 9.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing I'd say about this is that you're going to see some changes. You know, we've already heard of a few guys that are restructuring deals. Seeing they've got a bunch of draft picks, which is always a good sign heading into the draft. But at the same extent, you know you're going to have some hard decisions to make of guys to bring back. And as we've said multiple times, or at least I've said multiple times on the show, and I think you guys agree with me, it's better to get rid of somebody too soon than too late, where you have just bad money on the books, and you're like, man, there's nothing we can do with this guy.
Yeah. The Ravens going to have to make some decisions in the offseason, some hard decisions, decisions the fans don't want to even think about. I think one of those decisions is a guy who ended the season in a bad way, to be honest with you. That's Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
We're talking about Justin Tucker.
I think that decision's already made.
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's back.
That decision's already made.
Well, look, what do we say about Ray Rice when that situation happened? If he had a good year, I think somebody probably ends up kicking the tires on him and give another opportunity. But because he had his lowest yards per rush or yards per attempt.
2.9.
Yeah, then it was easy enough to blackball him and make him essentially the, I don't want to say scapegoat, but they basically made him a martyr for freaking domestic violence. Like, he's the first guy that it happened to, because the NFL had only suspended guys for one game if they got busted for anything domestic violence related. And the biggest suspension was two games, and that's because that guy got busted twice. So now things have obviously changed.
He's a poster child for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, just think about that. Hall of Fame career and whether or not you think it's down the tubes because of this, you're like, I can't believe we're even talking about that. That this is an actual story.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's shocking to a lot of people.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's encore and a very special Black History moment at 9:45. But on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more gambling with the guru, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we got NBA and college hoops tonight. There's two big college hoops games. There's not a lot of stuff to bet. I've got a handful of games I'm going to give out. It's been the worst week I've had gambling in a long, long time. I got my teeth kicked in yesterday as that game flow was just ridiculous. I'll tell you what prop bets I liked and whether or not they worked out. That's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on the fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
It is first and 10, and they take over in Chiefs territory at the 46-yard line. They go with a pistol formation. Hurts in the gun. Trailed by Barkley. Hurts back. Looking. He is going deep, and it is caught. Touchdown!
The Slim Reaper.
Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. I love that name. I'm sorry, man.
That's one of the
Slim Reaper.
I mean, that's a nickname that Kevin Durant has, and you understand why Devontae has it as well.
I love it.
I did say all last week, look, I love the under in this game. Obviously, game flow dictated a lot for it to go over. There's nothing you can do about that. There's one thing you can't handicap is turnovers. You can say, hey, they average 1.5 turnovers a game, so I expect that, but you don't know where they come. Do they lead to points? Do they take points off the board? The turnovers in this game directly led to points, including one being a pick six by Cooper DeJean. And so the under was no bueno. But the other thing I said I'd noticed against Steve Spagnuolo defenses is Devontae Smith had pretty damn good games, and he continued here with the big touchdown catch. Had a few catches early on. As you looked at the game, I like Dallas Goedert a lot, too. He got his few catches in the first half, but again, game flow dictates what you're going to do. There was no reason in the second half, really. I'm not saying at all, but there was no reason for Philly to throw a ton. They didn't have to because they had already built their lead, and they were able to sustain it and stay on top of it. So it messed up a lot of prop bets for people. I think if you had a lot of Kansas City overs, you probably got lucky with the way that the game flow went. Because had it been similar the entire time and Kansas City got some stops, excuse me, it could have been a very ugly game. The other things that I liked in the game, I liked Pat Mahomes' longest rush over 13.5 yards. That didn't happen. He got really close to it, and the one time he did, I think, have the number, there was a holding call, so I took it back. I was like, some bitch, here we go again. Can't get there. Had Noah Gray under receptions. That hit. But for the most part, it was a bust for me. I had the Terps minus 9.5. They won by 9. So, just an ugly week. And this is one where nobody wants to hear it, especially when people are paying you to give them winners. This is one where you just want to turn the page. And this whole week has been awful for me. Just awful from all standpoints.
But, why so? I mean, what have you missed on the unders or point spreads?
No. It's been a bad losing week. Like waking up in the morning, 1-4 in my top 5, 2-3, 2-3, 1-4, 0-5. And anytime you get an 0-5, you're like, the hell is that? And again, I put my stuff out so early that sometimes the lines are different. And I know some people will win or on the other side will lose depending on the line movement of the game. I'd like to think that hopefully some people got the Terps game at 9 or 8.5, and either you pushed or won. But I had it at 9.5, so I lost. Now, looking at the games today, it's just NBA and college hoops, and a lot of interesting stuff here. So I'll start it off with the NBA. One of my favorite plays today is the Magic. They're against the Hawks, minus 5.5. Now, I'm wondering if somebody's going to be out for the Magic because I'm seeing so much money come in on the Hawks, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Anthony Davis is out.
For the Mavericks.
For the Magic, too.
Oh, he's out for them, too.
Yeah. <It's> like, Don't give me that.
He's not available for anybody?
No.
He's filling in for everybody. He's out for everybody.
He's got an abductor. But no, I think the Magic are a great play tonight. It's an unusual line in the Cavs and the Wolves game. The Cavs are favored by 9.5, and I'm going to roll with them. I think that with the pieces they have, and I think there's an under-lean here as well, but I'm going to take the Cavs minus 9.5. Cavs and Magic are both top plays for me, and I do like Sacramento and Dallas to go over the 238, even though Anthony Davis isn't playing in that game.
That's or big news. Yeah. Not playing for the Magic, the Mavericks, the Knicks. Nobody.
No, he's not playing for anyone.
No.
College hoops. Here's what I like, and I'm picking both big games tonight, if you want to call them that. I like Nevada minus 14.5, and the last three will be top plays for me. Baylor-Houston under 131.5. Charlotte-FAU over 149.5. And I'm going to take UNC-Clemson under the 146.5. Trying to get off the snide and get back on it. My favorite play today, I think, is the Magic. I just think they handled the Hawks. The Hawks are just decimated. They made all those trades. We'll have to see what pieces are available tonight for them. They'll have some of them. But, man, it's been ugly in the NBA here. We've seen a lot of blowouts and just ugly games. Over the weekend, we've had so many double-digit favorites, and you're going to see that down the stretch because there's so many teams that are trying to suck for Cooper Flagg.
Right.
And they're going to continue to do it. So there you go.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. College basketball, we talked about a little bit earlier, the exciting games over the weekend. Speaking of Cooper Flagg, his team couldn't pull it off against Clemson on the road. Very exciting game. Clemson in the second half, 42-30. I thought the defensive effort against Duke, I can't question what they tried to do offensively, schematically, was fine, was great. It's just Clemson was just that tough on Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, look, and you're going to see it. Clemson's a decent team. I mean, as much as we say the ACC's down, they're one of the better teams in the ACC. Duke is head and shoulders above everyone. The thing that I don't understand, maybe you need to talk to Johnny about it, but what's going on with UNC this year? I mean, they just...
Coaching.
It's brutal, man.
Coaching.
You're so used to some of these blue bloods being so good that when they have a season like this, it's like... What happened?
I don't think I said it. Remember, I told you that last year. I don't think he's the man. I don't think Hubert Davis is the man for the job. They got to get out of trying to get
their
own.
A GM now too, like or
a GM. Yeah,
that's what they're calling it for college sports now. They have their own GMs. There's a couple schools that are doing it. UNC's one of them.
Yeah, he's not the guy. They got to get out of the business of hiring their own guys. Because they don't have anybody here.
But if you're going to hire there's nothing wrong with hiring your own guys, but hire the right ones. And you know it when you haven't.
Who is it, though? They don't have one off.
I'm just saying, but like I feel like some of these teams, especially like North Carolina, they reach for their own guys. Instead of, when you know it when you see it, let him go cut his teeth somewhere else. Right. You're North Carolina. You shouldn't have to go through the aches and pains of a coach figuring out what type of team he wants.
Right. So they should have someone right now. Plant it somewhere else. Learn how to coach.
Well, you look at Shire with Duke and some of these other guys. Like, look at all the guys that coach for Coach K. Johnny Dawkins going off and all the different ones that happened that went out there. They were all coaching on different levels before they came back to Duke or even talked about maybe coaching Duke.
You talked about how you can't win on the road in the SEC. And for the most part, you're right, 100%.
Yeah, it's tough.
But not Saturday. Florida, big win on the road. Alabama went on the road. Tennessee went on the road. Oh, Texas God. A&M went on the road.
Tennessee,
all these teams went
miss.
On the road.
I was on Oklahoma on Saturday, and then Kevin Brown was calling that game.
Yeah.
Because I almost tweeted him and said, hey, man, stop calling all these damn threes for Tennessee. I got Oklahoma.
He had a hell of a pocket square on, though, man. Yeah. I like that. You should have saw it, Ed.
He's silky,
man.
He had
a hell of a pocket square on, man.
He's just got great pipes. I could listen to that cat call any game. I swear. And I didn't want to watch him in the second half because I think at one point he said, Tennessee's hit their last 9 threes in a row. And I'm going, only me this week. Only me.
Florida looked good, though.
Yeah.
They look real good. Beating Auburn.
I mean, that's a big win. Auburn's ridiculous, man. Ridiculously good.
You know a team you better watch out for that nobody's talking about, really. And they're top 10. It's Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about Texas A&M.
You know who I like that nobody's talking about?
I like Creighton. That kid, Farrell Payne.
Yeah.
Farrell Payne?
Farrell.
Yeah, I like him. I like him. He's not a superstar, but
he
does a lot.
I think he said, come get it, Bay, is what he said.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, come get it, Bay. But, yeah, as you're talking about all these SEC teams, because I was just looking at another analytical guy who does college basketball, Haslam Metrics is what it's called. Right. He had the Terps ranked 7th in one of his polls because of how efficient they've been over the last month. Yeah. So maybe they're a lot better than we think. We just need to see if they can get it done come postseason time.
Fritz just told me, and it means a lot for basketball this year, because right now Alabama's ranked 3, Auburn's ranked 1. We know that's going to change today if it hasn't changed already, but Alabama-Auburn next Saturday.
Mm. God, that's going to be great.
That's going to be a good one.
I mean,
definitely two top 10 teams.
Saturday, I sat in front of my TV all day watching college hoops until my dog got sick and was into those games, man. There were so many games on that you just wanted to watch. And then talking about all my bad beats, I had the Houston under. Game's going under. They missed a shot. Get an offensive rebound. Lay up at the buzzer with no time on the clock. Lose by a half a point. Yuck. It's just been that kind of week, man.
Well, you know, just think about this. If it wasn't for bad luck,
I wouldn't have any.
There you go. So you should be thankful for bad luck, man. Come on, be thankful.
This black cloud flying over me. God bless it. I'm indoors.
Yeah. So college basketball tonight. Hopefully some good games for us tonight. You said only one ranked game tonight, right?
Well, is Clemson ranked now or no?
I don't think they are. Well, the poll hadn't come out today yet.
Okay.
They have North Carolina tonight. That should be a good one, though.
I think so. I mean, they're favored by like 4.5, 5 over Carolina. But again, it's the ACC game, so you're going to see. I'm not calling those two teams rivals or anything, but there's familiarity there, and I think you'll get a close game.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Also, our Black History Moment, a very special one today, up next on The Fan.
Any of you guys in love with your car the way that he loves Chase?
No.
Is it gay that he named his car after a guy? I'm just curious.
Chase?
I
coached a girl named Chase.
Did you?
Yeah.
He says he multiple times. He says he and him.
I've never heard a girl named Chase.
Yeah, I coached a girl named Chase.
Okay. In this video, you obviously heard him. He said, "I love you, baby." And he's kissing the fender, the bumper, rubbing his hands down the side. We've seen all kinds of crazy addictions and things that people get into. But watching a guy basically get a hard-on over his car is kind of... might be one of the creepiest.
He gets underneath the car too at one point.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, "We have a lot of the same music tastes." He said, "Our favorite song is like some song from REO Speedwagon." So what?
What do you do with people like this? Like, his family has to go, "Come on, man.
World of stupid."
Yeah. But I know it's my strange addiction. It's not just some addiction. It's not like you're addicted to eating peanut butter or something. You know, like, you're addicted to... does he make love to his car? What is... I mean...
then it gets sexual.
Yeah. And again, like, when he's whispering, "I love you, baby," to the car, it just seems so ridiculous. We've done stories, by the way, of people that fall in love with dolls. Like, we've talked about the real doll situation.
Real doll. "Look, dude, you got me looking at real dolls."
But this guy, it's so creepy, and it makes you wonder how much further someone can go at something like this. Like, it's a car. How do you fall in love with an inanimate object? Like, sexually fall in love with an inanimate object. Have you done that yet, Ed?
No.
Well, I think there are plenty of opportunities for people to get in there and do it.
And that's the encore for the day. Joe had to throw me under the bus. What you got over there, Ed?
Well, this is inspired by Lines Den. Explore your limits. Embrace your curiosity. Get over there. Valentine's Day, Friday. Plenty of cool stuff. Don't buy flowers. Go there.
Yeah, flowers, they die. Now time for you to find... actually, I'm sorry. Now time for our Black History Moment. There's no better person to celebrate today than the Dr. Tim Tootin. One of the longest tenured and best recognized education reporters. And a lot of this information courtesy of the Baltimore Banner. In the region, retired 2023 after 35 years with WBAL and more than 40 years in journalism, in addition to his role at the station and at the Harvest Christian Ministry Church in Nottingham. Tootin served as an adjunct professor at Loyola University, Maryland, where he taught broadcast journalism. Yeah, he received an undergraduate degree in communication from Florida State University. According to his church website, as a working journalist, he earned a master's in theology from St. Mary's in 2007 and his doctor of ministry from Virginia University of Lynchburg 3 years later. He made his fun, according to some Cheryl Bost, I'm sorry, he made it fun and really tried to connect with students and was truly a champion of education and kids. And we remember Tim Tootin from all of his hats and telling the school closings and things of that nature. And Tim Tootin, a veteran Baltimore television journalist and non-denominational Christian pastor, he found a church in Baltimore County. He died Sunday night.
Sad, man. He was such a good guy.
Such a tremendously warm person.
Yep.
Our hearts and our prayers go out for his family. Yeah, there's no other better person to sell because he was historic. Come on, man.
Yep.
Tim Tootin was the man. Everybody knew Tim Tootin.
Yeah. Nice as nice could be.
Yeah, he was. He was. So his fam, I know his son is an avid listener of the show, Tim Tootin Jr. Man, we're praying for you, brother. Because
sorry for your loss.
Yeah, man. We're praying for you, man. Although I'll say this, and I knew this when my mom passed. You know where she is. You know where he is. You got no doubts in your mind. And I know that, Tim Jr. You have no doubt in your mind where your dad is right now. So our Black History Moment, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tim Tootin. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Ed Norris?
Well, I told you early during the shovels that President Trump has ordered the Treasury Secretary to stop producing new pennies. And you might go, why? Well, it costs more than 2 cents to make every 1 cent penny.
Oh, man.
So why would you do this anymore? How long has this been going on? And could you imagine the money they've wasted? Sounds like nothing. Yeah. It's a lot of pennies out there.
It's a lot of money.
Oh, my goodness. If they're doing it with that, like, what the hell? And how long to take to figure this out? Stop. We don't need them. We certainly don't need new ones.
Got a couple of national days. Today is National Home Warranty Day. So today, just check out your home warranty. Stop for a day and check it out. Today is also, you guys like brownies?
Yes.
Non-weed brownies, Jeremy.
Oh.
What's your favorite type of brownies?
Weed.
Okay. Other than that.
Oh. I like, you know what I like? I like blondies.
Mine is the fudge brownies with the walnuts in them.
They're good.
My mom used to make those. Well, today is National Cream Cheese Brownie Day. I don't know if I've ever had a cream cheese brownie.
I have. They're good.
They're good?
Yeah.
You ever had a Black Bottom?
Yeah.
You?
Of course, yeah. Oh.
You know what?
Some White Bottoms, too.
Ditto.
some brown bottoms.
Don't get me started.
Some red bottoms.
Apple bottoms?
Apple bottom. Boots with the fur. Oh, today is also National Umbrella Day. And today is also, we know this one, National Football Hangover Day.
Yeah.
No, Super Bowl was last night. It's just National Hangover Day. Got nothing to do with football. Jeremy Godd, what you got over there?
Yeah, two robbers were robbing a liquor store when one robber grabs a bottle and asks the other robber, "Is this whiskey?" And the other robber says, "Yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank." My neighbor keeps saying he can't pay his water bill. I sent him a get well soon card. I'm going to take a hot shower. It's like a regular shower, but with me in it. You can use that one, Rob, if you want.
Already have. I wrote it.
My wife yelled from upstairs last night. She said, "Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" And I yelled at, "No." She goes, "How about now?" There you go, girl. My wife just confessed that she broke my favorite lamp. I don't think I'll be able to look at her in the same light ever again. And in a safety meeting at work, they asked me what steps I'd take in a fire. Apparently, really big and fast ones was the wrong answer. I was reading a great book about an immortal cat the other day. It was impossible to put down. What do you call the sexuality where you're attracted to men and women, but neither are attracted to you?
Ugly.
By yourself. All right. I broke up with my girlfriend, Lorraine, because I was seeing another girl named Claire Lee. But the good news is that I can see Claire Lee now that Lorraine is gone.
That's a long way to get there.
Sorry.
Oh, that was a good one. Ed, you headed down to Florida.
I am. I'm going to catch a little early spring training, see the pitchers and catchers throw the ball around.
Pitchers and catchers report on Wednesday. Ed Norris reports on Tuesday. Well, actually, on Monday night. Hey, man, yes. Enjoy yourself down there.
Thank you.
Can I Venmo you some money for a cigar?
If you insist.
All right. There you go. Vinny and Haney up next with more Super Bowl coverage. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.